the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure in the story, Reservoir for Murder. The Green Hornet strikes again. Daily Sentinel smelled trouble the moment he arrived at the location of the new city reservoir. As he walked across the cluttered ground toward the concrete abutments, he noticed that the men seemed to be especially busy with one section of the retaining wall.
Looks like something's cooking over there, and it ain't good.
Hey, buddy.
Well, you better not go any further, mister. That section...
It's okay. I'm a reporter from the Daily Sentinel. Here's my press card.
Sure, only...
Forget it. My insurance company says I can take all the risks I want, and they'll pay all. So why should I worry? Where's the phone around here?
Are the only ones in the construction shack.
Never mind, buddy. You warned me. You did your duty.
Hey, wait.
Time. Reporters wait for no man. I'm climbing that scaffold. I want to see this with my own eyes. They built this reservoir with knitting needles instead of T-squares. The Sentinel's going to hear about it. Hey, what's happening to that scaffold?
The whole section's going to cave in. Did you see that? Did I see it? Holy mackerel, it's a piece of concrete as big as a truck. Gangway, I got to get that phone.
Sentinel Publisher's office.
Casey, this is Lowry. Where's the boss?
Oh, what's the matter, Lowry? You sound excited.
The reservoir. Give me the boss. It's coming down around my ears.
Casey, is that Lowry?
Yes, it's Lowry, Mr. Reed.
All right. Hello. Hello, Lowry.
Boss, that's it with the McCoy. One section is caving in.
The reservoir going? In this case, get Gunnigan.
Yes, sir.
Gunnigan.
Here he is.
Gunnigan, Reed talking. I've got Lowry on the phone. Construction wreck at the reservoir. Have a rewrite man caught in. You got it?
Got it.
Okay, Lowry, you give it to the rewrite man.
Okay, boss.
Can you see what's going on?
Sure, I have a ringside seat. I'm in the construction shack. I can see from the window.
Okay, Mr. Reed.
All set, Lowry. The rewrite man's listening. Go ahead.
I'm about 200 yards away from the concrete wall. They've been showing up one section because it had a crack in it, but it isn't a crack anymore. Hold it. There goes another chunk. You hear that? Man, it's a lucky thing there wasn't any water in that reservoir yet. Half the people in Maple Valley be getting their feet wet up to their ears. The rest of the concrete seems to be okay, but that one section... Yeah, they're pulling the men away from it. Guess it's going to cave. They're running like this. Looks like it's going to be more than 1 month before the governor dedicates the Maple Valley Reservoir project after all. There'll be an investigation. Hold it. Here comes the big one. 150 tons of concrete. Going. 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 Ah!
Later, darkness had fallen over the wreckage of the reservoir wall. Powerful lamps poured cones of light down as men worked to clear away the debris. And slipping quietly and unnoticed among the working men was Ed Lowry. He stayed out of the lighted areas as much as possible, but his sharp eyes saw everything there was to see.
Maybe I can dig up an angle on this. Concrete walls just don't fall down and go boom without a reason. Yeah, concrete's solid enough. Certainly feels that way on my feet. Hey, what's this? One of the steel supports that was buried in it. Feels funny. It's got a sharp edge. Lowry, my friend, maybe you're onto something here. Now, where did I put those matches? Let's have a look at the edge of this girder. Come on, light. Come. Well, flash to me on the front page.
No wonder that concrete wall caved in.
Holy mackerel, this girder is... Hey, let go of me. What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
Ha ha, very amusing. Where's the boss?
Oh, I knew you'd try to fight somebody bigger than you someday. Or was it a whole gang?
Not Casey, it was one guy with a 10-ton blackjack in his fist.
Well, so that's why you didn't come back to the office last night or phone in. Fighting, huh?
Holy mackerel, what kind of a reception is this? So help me, boss, I got this while I was on the job.
You did?
Sure, I was checking over that reservoir after dark. And just when I find something good, blam, some monkey jumps me and sends me to dreamland. Didn't wake up till this morning.
Say, you found something good. What do you mean?
What I said, boss. I found enough to prove that crash was no accident.
Good crew.
No accident?
No, sir. Not when the steel supports that are supposed to be embedded in that concrete are sawed halfway through.
What?
Yeah.
Gosh, Mr. Reed, and the whole state is blaming Jeff Thorndyke, saying that he's responsible.
Not if that concrete was deliberately weak.
It was, boss.
Lowry, you're going back there. Miss Case, get a photographer to go back with Lowry and take pictures of that damage. Call the police.
Whoa, boss.
Mm-mm. What?
No dice. You'd be wasting your time.
Don't be silly, Lowry. Why, it would make a front-page story that would scoop the town.
Hold on, Miss Case, just a moment. Go on, Lowry. We'd be wasting our time. Why?
Because those steel girders aren't there anymore.
Go on.
When I woke up, I started to look again. Boy, somebody cleared those girders out of there like Lewis took Bear. What good is a story without proof?
We'll see you now, gentlemen. This way, please.
Okay, Thorndyke, keep your chin up. I'm glad you're here, Reed. It's good to have someone backing me up. Senator just got the X out for me. Can't say I blame him.
Caving wasn't your fault, Thorndyke.
Yes, I know the Senator.
It was, but someday we'll prove it.
I'd very much if you can prove that, Reed.
Hello, Senator.
Hello. You may go, Miss Baffin.
Yes, sir.
Well, Thorndyke, as engineer in charge of that construction job, you've managed to put me in the soup. There's only one way I can satisfy the public. You come right to the point. Did you bring along your resignation?
I can't understand what went wrong.
I'm not interested in alibis. I'm interested in results. You didn't get them.
I understand. Here's my resignation.
Now, just a minute.
Yes?
The rat deserts the sinking ship.
Your bird's aimed at me, Reed.
It is?
I hit this department. I'm responsible for what happens.
You're also responsible for the men under you. Yet you're making Thorndyke the ghost.
I'm putting the blame where it belongs.
You read the Sentinel. There might be some doubt that what happened was Thorndyke's fault.
Poppycock. The story cooked up to make circulation. You know, journalism...
Not from the Sentinel, sir.
There's no proof. Your reporter made that story up, and you believed
him. I believed him, yes. But he didn't make it up. I know my reporter. And get this, Shevlin. The public has faith in the Sentinel, too.
There's no time for... Which is
just what I said. You're yapping about the interest of the public. Well, get this, Shepard. The Sentinel has a circulation that's almost as big as all the others combined. And this morning, after our story, our switchboard was flooded with phone calls.
Phone calls about what?
About the cave-in at the new reservoir. Chaplin, if you're interested in public opinion, you might be interested to know that the public does believe that story in the Sentinel. At least enough so that they don't blame Thorndyke.
Well, is that so?
If you want a record of their names and addresses...
No, I don't doubt you. Thorndyke, this puts a different complexion on things.
Shevlin is always sensitive to public opinion, aren't you, Shevlin?
Senator, do you mean my resignation?
Yes, I'm not accepting it, Thorndyke. There, in the wastebasket.
I don't know what to say.
Never mind. Just go ahead and make sure the job is finished. And finished right.
It'll be done right. I'm still puzzled about what I...
Jeff, let's go. Can't you see the senator wants to be alone, to eat his own words? Goodbye, Shevlin. Next time, don't be too anxious to throw out a good work.
Goodbye, Senator. It'll be done right. I'll make sure it's done right.
Goodbye. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish that job. And when it's done, I'll make absolutely sure Thorndyke loses his job. I'll make it positive.
Here, the story. I came, you fool. I don't want to be seen. You've heard Thorndyke is going ahead with the construction work.
Yeah.
Thorndyke is too good a man. If he keeps going, he'll end up with my job.
Yeah.
That puts it up to you, Bender. This time, I win a big accident, you understand. Big enough so that not even the Sentinel can keep Thorndyke in his job.
They'll be finished with the construction in 3 weeks, Senator. The water will be piling up behind the dam. A whole lot of water, Senator.
That's it, Bender. I think you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
If the water should break that retaining wall and flood the valley, there'd be a lot of damage. Thorndyke couldn't explain that.
Yeah, Senator. And besides, there wouldn't be any evidence. The water would wash away every sign. Okay, Senator, you can count on it. There's going to be a flood.
During the following weeks, while the damage was being repaired and the dam completed, Ed Lowry made frequent trips to the Maple Valley construction job. And his reports back to the Sentinel were all the same. He saw no sign of trouble. But he wasn't the only one on watch. When darkness fell each night, a small man, inconspicuous and slight, prowled around the reservoir. That man was Cato, Britt Reed's Filipino valet.
Yes, Mr. Britt. I observed Maple Valley Reservoir at night, as you direct.
You weren't seen, Cato?
No, sir. Back home in Philippines, I learned how to move silent, like younger cat.
What did you find out, Cato? Is there anything wrong?
No.
Why do you say it that way?
I'm not certain, Mr. Britt. But there's one man. I observed him at night. Act very strange.
Strange?
Nothing very definite. Only he act like man who doing wrong. A man named of Bender.
Bender, eh?
Name is familiar?
Yeah, he's the man who told Larry to stay away when that section of wall fell. I wonder.
Yes?
I wonder if he's the one who could have knocked Larry out that same night.
Oh, it's possible, yes.
Keep watching, Cato. Pretty soon that job will be completed. We don't want anything to happen.
Done, men. Thanks for your work. The Maple Valley Reservoir is a project you can be proud of.
Senator Sentinel, will you close the water pipes? It'll take about a week to get the water high enough in the reservoir to start using it.
That's the way the weather is, Thorndyke. It's raining up in the mountains. Until the reservoir fails. I just pressed this button?
Yes. Thanks for letting me finish this job.
Yes. Well, here comes some rain. You'll excuse me. I'll get to my car.
Senator Shepard.
Yes, what is it?
Everything's set. This rain ought to speed it up, too.
Look around.
Oh, there's nobody to hear. Just a couple of more days and it'll be Thorndyke's finish.
He's riding high.
It'll be his finish.
It better be.
You were on the other side of the senator's car. Who are you?
Excuse, please. I'm very sorry. Mr. Britt, I come back to apartment at once. I tell you what I hear.
You don't know their plan?
No, sir.
This rain will fill up that reservoir pretty fast.
That is true. Rain continues. I think...
Cato, we've got to find out. Check the gas weapon and the Hornet mask.
It's raining very hard, Mr.
That Rick. Doesn't matter. Rain or no rain, the Green Hornet's going out on the Black Beauty.
A few minutes later, Britt Reed and his Filipino valet, Cato, stepped through a secret panel in Britt Reed's bedroom, then along a narrow passage built within the wall itself, down narrow creaking stairs that led around a corner and connected directly with another building on a little-used, dead-end side street. Seen from the street, this building looked deserted, empty like all the others. No one could guess that within its bleak walls stood the supercharged Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Go ahead, Cato. We're going to find this man, Bender. We'll get the answer.
Cato flipped on the headlights. A photoelectric cell registered the beam, started a small electric motor. Silently, a huge section of apparently solid wall swiveled upward. The sleek, black car rolled into the street, turned and headed north toward Maple Valley. And behind it, the wall once more dropped into place.
Funny you don't want a Maple Valley Reservoir job, Bender.
You'll never know, Joe. Good night.
Pretty wet out.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot wetter, too. A lot wetter.
Just a minute, Bender.
Hey, what's the idea of bumping into a guy this way? Dark enough to black out.
This is a gun in your ribs.
Hey, what is this, a stick-up? Who are you? That mask. You're the Green Hornet.
Come with me, Bender.
What do you want?
Come with me. You're going to answer some questions.
Hotter upstate than it is here in the city, Senator.
Yes, Miss Darcy. I won't need you anymore tonight. You can go.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with Bender? He was supposed to call me on my private phone. The water should be pouring into that reservoir. I want to know. I tried to get him myself. He isn't home. Private phone, that's it. Hello. Is this you, Bender?
Lloyd Shevlin.
Who is this?
You were expecting a call from Bender, weren't you?
Bender, what? This number is private. You're making a mistake.
Bender's right here. It's no mistake. I know all about it, Shevlin.
About what?
The Maple Valley Reservoir. I want $10,000.
Who are you?
This is the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
$10,000, your scheme blows up right in your face.
You can't bluff me.
Not a bluff. Remember, I've got Bender here. It wouldn't be hard to get him to talk. Now make up your mind, Shevlin. $10,000.
All right. All right. At least I'm willing to talk to you about it.
That's all right. Nice, and your apple cart may not be tipped over, huh? I'll meet you in the valley about a mile below the reservoir where Route 22 and Highway 16 split.
I know where.
Tomorrow night at 11. Be there, Shevlin. Don't forget.
Phone call, yes?
All set. Tomorrow night at 11. Where is Bender?
You give him gas from gun, Mr. Britt. He in his car, unconscious. What do we do between now and tomorrow night, please?
Can you take care of Bender?
Oh, I keep him unconscious till then, yes.
Good. I'll take the black duty and head back to town. I want to be at the Sentinel tomorrow. I'll meet you at 11 in the evening.
Oh, where is meeting?
The junction of Route 22 and State Highway 16 in the valley here, Cato. And take care of Bender.
Casey?
5:30. Will you come along, Mr. Thorndyke, to Mr. Reed's office?
Oh, yeah. Nice guy, Thorndyke. I like him.
I wonder if he'll get Shevlin's job.
Well, I hope so. Somebody ought to. Still raining.
All day and since yesterday.
This rain has me a little worried, Reed. The Maple Valley Reservoir...
Oh, don't be foolish, Thorndyke. You have men up there, haven't you?
Well, yes, but if something unforeseen occurs...
Oh, forget it. Say, Lowry.
What is, boss?
I've got to head for home. I have an appointment tonight. Oh, will you and Miss Case keep Mr. Thorndyke from getting the jitters? Now that his work's done, he has plenty of time for worrying, so keep him occupied. You might show him around the Sentinel. Perhaps he's never seen a great newspaper at work.
Well, Mr. Thorndyke, you've seen everything from
Listen
the
to that thunder. Still raining.
Give up, Casey. The guy's hopeless. Here it is, 10:30 at night. Outside of eating dinner, we've been giving him a conductor tour of the Sentinel, and all he thinks about is the weather. I tell you, Casey, that...
Oh, Mr. Thorndyke, I've been calling you from Senator Shevlin's office all evening. I couldn't get you, so I finally came over.
Miss Darcy, what's the matter?
Oh, I don't know exactly. A phone call came for the Senator. It wasn't on his private line, so I took it. Mr. Thorndyke, it was a man reminding the senator to be at the junction of Route 22 and Highway 6 here at 11 tonight.
The junction in the valley?
Yes, and to bring $10,000. But the senator was gone already. I couldn't tell him.
Oh, sister, calm down. You're all excited.
Why shouldn't I be? The man who called was a green horse. The horse?
Holy mackerel, this is a case for the police.
The police?
Sure, hold on the fort, Casey. Tell Gunnigan to get set for a page one scoop. 11 o'clock, huh? We might not make it by 11, but we'll be there soon after. Come on, Thorndyke.
Shevlin, I brought him.
You, the Hornet.
I'm in the back seat. Got a gun. How about that $10,000, Shevlin?
Oh, Hornet, this talk be super.
Let go, Shevlin. Money talks.
Yes. Here, here you are.
Thanks. You, Dr. Kunt, but if it isn't all here...
It's there, it's there.
Good. I told your secretary...
What's that? My secretary?
Yes, I called this evening. Just wanted to remind you. I got no answer on that phone.
She doesn't know I mixed up in anything crooked. You ruined me.
Oh, now isn't that too bad? Now that I think of it, she was a little surprised. But that's your tough luck, Shevlin. I got the money and that...
A car coming!
A car. That would be the police. Get out of here. Get out.
I will, Shevlin, but first...
No, no, don't shoot me. Do
it, Rasmus.
Shut
up. Is this for you, Bunder, or just use my fifth?
Down.
Mr. Cato, don't keep till the police arrive. Remind me to send this $10,000 to the Red Cross, will you? Let's get to the Black Beauty.
But, Mr. Britt, I don't understand.
I don't understand what, Cato?
Well, even when police get here, even when they find those two, what good is that? It's not possible they prove they are criminals.
Don't worry about that, kiddo.
But I do worry. How police know unless Senator or Senator talks? They not talk.
I said don't worry. Let's go, Cato.
There's a car.
Shevlin's car. It must be him.
Now, easy. It's dark. Let me in there first. How about them lights, Lannery?
Yeah, Lowry.
Hey, the senator's out cold. I guess the Hornet beat us to the punch.
Which is right. He clipped
Bender, what are you doing here?
Hello, Mr. Thorndyke. I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, nothing. We come all the way out here into the valley to catch the Green Hornet, and what happens?
Nothing.
The Hornet was here, mister. He was here.
What did you say? Are we in the valley?
Yeah.
Right below the Maple Valley Reservoir?
Of course, Bender.
How long's it been raining?
Since yesterday, coming down in buckets.
What's the matter with you, Bender? Poor fellow must be out of his head.
Since yesterday. We'll be drowned. That Carroll Creek wall is in a cave any minute. Now let me out of here.
Yes.
Oh, it's true, I tell you. If we stay here, we'll be drowned. Mr. Thorndyke, we'll drown. Now listen, you've got to believe me. I was being paid by Shevlin. I saw them steal support.
You what?
Yeah. I saw it all of them. Then I poured this some in it so it wouldn't be seen. That dam won't hold, I tell you.
You'll get jail for this, mister, and Shevlin.
Who cares about jail? Well, I'll drown, I tell you. Now let me out.
Good Lord, Lowry, he knows what he's talking about. We've got to get to the dam. We've got to open the emergency sluices and drain the water off. If we're too late, the whole wall will go. The valley will be flooded. People will die in their sleep. Women and children in the town. We've got to get there at once.
Yeah, Mr. Thorndyke. I've been trying to get loose for 10 minutes. Can you imagine some guy comes busting here wearing a mask? I tried to stop him, but he opened all the emergency sluices.
Did you say he opened the sluices?
Yeah. The water's dropped 2 feet already.
Davis, that man saved the valley. The concrete wall would have caved any minute.
Huh? You mean he... Well, he was wearing a mask. And that note, he left that note on the table.
All it says is... I've got it. Thorndyke, it says, I may be a crook, but I don't go in for mass murder. It isn't signed, but it doesn't have to be.
Lowry, listen. It was the Green Hornet.
Captain Alexi, play the Calvin confesses crime.
popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.